we've been talking this morning about the people with loud cars. Specifically, you know, a little bit on music. Mostly, though, we focused on why people need to have their such a loud exhaust, you know, with the little cars running around.
Do you think I should put one on my car?
It might as well at this point.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, we're just trying to understand what's up. We're not trying to play or hate. Maybe may come across that way a little bit. But you know, we're trying to think this through. We're trying to understand. Go ahead.
You said you wish people had a device that could make their exhaust go from loud to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a header dump.
And so they just don't use it?
Well,
or they don't buy it.
They don't put them on those little cars. They put them on more muscle cars and trucks.
Hmm.
Yeah, someone needs to make a smaller version for the Honda Civics for, you know, the Fast and the Dumbass or whatever that movie was.
Yeah. Nice.
That's all I got.
Thanks, bro.
Later.
Stokes in the morning, go ahead.
Hey, I think I have some science behind the loud car thing.
Okay.
You know how Kansas is kind of a primitive state with the anti-evolution and everything?
Somewhat, yeah.
So it makes kind of sense that people are kind of excited by loud noises, and I think others are excited by loud noises.
Mm.
And that's why when there's girls around, that's why they gun it, and that's when they get really loud.
Yeah.
And then also, the trend is that the more educated a person gets, the less likely they are to drive a loud car. So I think it maybe is with evolution.
So you think it has something to do
the
with...
The more primitive types are driving these loud cars.
Uh-huh. That is deep. And quite
I'm
impressive.
Thinking about maybe we should start a college course on this.
Yeah. Well, a college course,
BOE
I don't know.
To get in on this.
Maybe a mail-in course or something. College? I mean, come on. Let's be reasonable.
Well, yeah, I think our State Board of Education would frown upon any...
Yeah, no, yeah. Let's just worry about getting someone a high school diploma or GED first, and we'll work after that.